Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Your shot, he scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Blayens.
Hey, everyone, welcome into another exciting edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Blayens here with you, getting you all set for tonight's Panthers game. 6:30 at FLA Live Arena is the time of the puck drop. Panthers and the St. Louis Blues. We'll be on the air with Panthers preview beginning at 6 p.m., but we'd love to see you out at the arena tonight. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Again, the Panthers and the Blues tonight. And not just because St. Louis is a good team coming in, should be a good matchup. Panthers coming off that big win the night before Thanksgiving, which, of course, we'll talk about that coming up here in just a moment. But the Panthers are going on a five-game road trip after tonight. That road trip begins Monday night in Edmonton. So you want to make sure you get out there tonight because Panthers are going to be on the road for the better part of the following week and a half. So you don't want to miss the game tonight. Panthers and the Blues, 6:30 face-off, 6 o'clock Panthers preview on the radio network. If you're going to join us across the radio network, we invite you to tune in Miami-Dade and Broward counties on 96.5 WPOW-FM HD2. We'll be covered on 1230 Gambler in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. If you're a SiriusXM subscriber, channel 219, or of course, as always, channel 932 on your SiriusXM app and streaming platforms. You can always find the Panthers game there, and it's always our broadcast, channel 932 on your SiriusXM app and streaming platforms. And don't forget that the NHL app makes things so easy to listen each and every game. Just go to the scoreboard tab up at the top. It'll say listen to today's games. And then you click on the Panthers logo and off you go, tuned in on the NHL app. So many different ways to tune into Panthers hockey. We invite you to tune in for today's game, tonight's game, I should say. 6:30 Panthers preview, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, we're on the air across the radio network. 6:30 is the puck drop. So it's the Panthers and the St. Louis Blues tonight, and you don't want to miss that. Coming up in the rest of this Panthers Insider Show, we'll take a look back at the week that was here in a moment. We've got some highlights from Wednesday's 5-2 win over the red-hot Boston Bruins. The Panthers, the night before Thanksgiving, picked up a big victory against a Boston team that was 17-2 going into that matchup. So Panthers picking up a big win the other day. We'll revisit that coming up in just a few moments with the highlights from the win. After that, we'll hear from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. We'll hear from Sam Reinhart of the Panthers, Ryan Lomberg of the Panthers. Had a chance to catch up with all three yesterday after the Panthers practice, so we'll get to that coming up in a few as well. Coming up next segment from the Panthers coverage on Bally Sports Florida, Panthers TV voice Steve Goldie Goldstein is going to stop by. We'll hear from him coming up in segment number two of the program this morning, get his thoughts on the win against Boston, on the start of the season as a whole, on the matchup tonight. So we'll cover a lot of different things with Goldie. That's coming up in segment number two. And then in the third segment, we have a cut from the upcoming episode of the Territory Talk podcast. Now, you don't want to miss this one, and it's going to be a portion of the conversation James Sullivan and I had with Panthers forward and fan favorite Ryan Lomberg. And this is a conversation that wasn't just an audio conversation. There's a video version of Territory Talk. We don't do that often, but we have the video version of that conversation, which you will also be able to find at Panthers Vision, FloridaPanthers.com, on YouTube, lots of different places. So if you like what you hear coming up in segment number three, you'll, of course, be able to listen to it very soon It's going to drop. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to drop. Maybe by the end of this episode. Not totally sure, but that episode with Ryan Lomberg is going to drop very soon. You can catch the audio version, as always, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you find your favorite podcast. FloridaPanthers.com/territorytalk is a great place to start. But you'll also be able to find it on Panthers Vision, FloridaPanthers.com, on YouTube. You'll be able to watch that conversation. We did a video version of that. So there'll be lots to get to. As far as that's concerned, we'll preview that conversation, the Territory Talk conversation with Ryan Lomberg, coming up in just a few moments. And, of course, Territory Talk, the official Panthers podcast, as always, presented by Baptist Health, the official sports medicine provider of the Florida Panthers. Folks, history never repeats. Catch your cats in our new reverse retro jerseys during the special retro nights this season. Now's your chance to get in on the action with this special $19.98 reverse retro ticket offer for December 11th against Seattle. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/offers today. So you don't want to miss that chance to get tickets to that game against Seattle coming up on December 11th for 1998. Hard to believe we're already starting to turn the page into December. On that note, a quick look at the road ahead before we get to the week that was. Coming up for the Panthers, I mentioned tonight, the St. Louis Blues in town. 6:30 is the face-off. You can catch it across the radio network. Then the Panthers hit the road tomorrow. The road trip starts on Monday night, 9:30 Eastern. Of course, Panthers are playing in Edmonton, so note the late start, the Mountain Time start. Panthers in Edmonton, 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Monday night. And then they'll head down to Calgary, 9 o'clock Eastern on Tuesday night. That's game two of the five-game road trip. The Panthers will then head to Vancouver for Thursday night's game, Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern at Vancouver. A week from tonight, the Panthers will be in Seattle, 10 o'clock Eastern, and the trip wraps up on Tuesday, December 6th at Winnipeg, 8 o'clock Eastern. Note the Central time start there. Panthers' next home game will be on December 8th. That's a Thursday when the Detroit Red Wings come to town, and the Panthers at that point will begin a decently home-heavy rest of the month of December. So you'll have a chance to see the Red Wings, the Kraken, the Blue Jackets, the Penguins, the red-hot New Jersey Devils, Montreal later in the month after Christmas. So you'll have a chance to see all those teams coming into FLA Live Arena later in the month. Well, let's get into recapping the last Panthers game, taking a look back at a Wednesday night. The Panthers were looking to rebound from Sunday's loss at Columbus. The Panthers home against the Boston Bruins on Wednesday. The Panthers, of course, were staring across the ice at a Boston team that was among the best in the National Hockey League. They went into that game on Wednesday with a 17-2-0 record. The Panthers were able to emerge with a 5-2 win, played one of their best overall games of the season. Here are all the goals as they aired on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Markov holds it in, right side pass cross, Reinhardt in front, looks off to the side of the net, and they score back in front for Reinhardt. What a setup as it was sent his way by Tkachuk, and the Panthers have a 1-0 lead, a Sam Reinhardt power play goal, less than 2 minutes in.
This one goes out across center ice, down to our right, into the Boston zone. Zboril is stood up by Reinhardt, the Panthers with a chance, Cousins in front, a shot, and they score, it's Anton Lomel, and the Panthers get the one goal lead back on their side. It's 2-1. What a setup and what a finish.
Back and forth, Reinhardt in offensively. Left wing side, takes it along the boards, hands it back. There's Ekblad, looks over. Here's Montour. Montour at the blue line, long wrist shot, tipped, and they score! The Panthers get a power play goal and a 3-1 lead off the Montour point shot. That one took a deflection on the way.
Back over for Barkov, left side. Pass up top, the Panthers work around Ekblad. Left circle, pass down low, it's tipped in, and they score! And it's Tkachuk at the side of the net. Half shot from Barkov, it's tipped in, and the Panthers cash in on the power play. Once again, 4-1 is the Panthers' lead with 13.7 seconds left here in the second period.
Lindholm, far shot, it's nudged ahead by Marchand, can't get it deep, play back in the way, a roll, and they score!
And this one was sent down to our left. Aaron Ekblad punched it down there. 2:10 to go here in the third.
So the Panthers picking up that 5-2 win over Boston back on Wednesday night. Aaron Ekblad, that empty net goal, was his 100th in the National Hockey League. Congratulations to him, also scoring for the Panthers in that one. Sam Reinhardt, Anton Lundell, Alexander Barkov had a goal to go along with his three-point night. Another multi-point game for Matthew Tkachuk, including a goal there. So, again, the scoring was spread out for the Panthers. Balanced attack. They got the win. Spencer Knight was brilliant in net. Good victory for the Panthers over the Boston Bruins. That was back on Wednesday evening. Let's take a listen now to what some of the Panthers had to say. But first, here's the Panthers head coach. This was yesterday after practice on that win against Boston. What it can mean for the team moving forward.
Well, it's going to test all parts of your game. You're going to need, you can't have a laggard in your game, whether it's your 5-on-5 play or whatever, but we had what was needed. You know, it was 17-2 coming in and playing at the top of their game. The goaltender's going to have to be good. The power play was very good. Quietly, our penalty kill was actually outstanding on the 5-on-4. I think we gave up two chances and then on big minutes. So one better than them 5-on-5. Spencer Knight had a lot to say about that. So your game has to be right across the board, and then you're going to need two or three pieces to be very good, and that's what happened.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there. Here's Panthers forward Sam Reinhardt, who scored last time out, talking about whether or not that win against Boston can be one to build on.
Yeah, I think you look to build off a game like that. You know, we have another opponent that's been playing some really good hockey as of late, so going to have another big test tomorrow.
And you talk about the game against the Blues, last home game here for a stretch going on the road after this one. Does it add some importance to it, knowing that it's just big to get those points at home when you have the opportunity?
For sure. It's so important, you know, especially after a long home stand. You know, for the most part, obviously the one game in Columbus, but we've been home for a while, so able to finish strong and you know, get some momentum going into the road trip would be nice.
What'd you like the most about the way you guys played on Wednesday?
You know, I think we stuck with our structure. You know, we've been so used to out shooting teams coming out early in the first, and you know, I thought they had a lot of zone time early, but we didn't really break. You know, we kept with it. We kept with our structure. You know, we were able to find a way to pull ahead with special teams.
Panthers forward Sam Reinhardt right there. Another power play goal for him last time out. Also after practice yesterday, had a chance to catch up with Panthers forward Ryan Lomberg. He begins by talking about what that win against the Bruins meant for the club overall.
Yeah. You know, like you said, obviously that was one that we had our eyes set on. You know, they're probably the top team in the league right now, if not one of them. So it was an important one for us. I think, you know, as a group, we kind of all stuck together. We all did the right things. You know, we got some great goaltending, good special teams. So put all those things together and we like our chances.
Now, I know it's just, you know, one more game out of 82. But does a win like that feel a little bit bigger? Does it maybe give you a little bit more juice going into the next one?
Yeah, for sure. You know, eventually here we're going to, you know, be looking to get on a run. So that's a good one to start with. So, you know, we're looking forward to the next one. And, you know, one game at a time, you can't look too far ahead, but definitely feeling good after that one.
This game against the Blues coming up is the back end of this run of home games, going on the road for five straight afterward. Is there maybe a little bit more emphasis on that, knowing that it's important to capitalize on these home games when you have them?
Yeah, exactly. You know, like you said, it's the end of the homestand. You know, we got a tough team coming in. So we're looking forward to putting together a solid 60 minutes.
Ryan Lomberg and the Panthers are talking about the game tonight coming up against the St. Louis Blues. Panthers and the Blues, 6:30 faceoff, 6 o'clock Panthers preview. Don't want to miss it. We'll have you covered across the radio and work with all the action tonight. But, of course, we'd love to see you out at FLA Live Arena. Folks, enjoy this limited Florida Panthers Black Friday offer. Tickets starting at $13 in the upper bowl, $16 in the club level, and $23 in the lower bowl. Grab your tickets today, floridapanthers.com. As I always say, whether you want to go to one game or all the games, buy yourself or with all your friends, we can sort something out that works for you. Just call the friendly folks over at 954-835-PUCK. Go to floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com. Get all your Panthers ticket information and needs fulfilled there. Folks, we're going to step aside. We'll come back, and when we do come back, we'll be joined by Panthers television voice Steve Goldie Goldstein. That's coming up on the other side of the break. Later on in the program, we'll hear a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Jameson Olive and I had a great conversation, a long conversation with the Panthers forward Ryan Lomberg. We will hear an excerpt from that coming up a little bit later on in the show. Doug Plagan's with you. Steve Goldie Goldstein joins us next. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. It's the Florida Panthers and the St. Louis Blues tonight. A 6:30 face-off at FLA Live Arena. Panthers and the Blues tonight. We'll have you covered beginning with Panthers preview at 6 p.m. across the Panthers radio network. Big one for the Panthers to get tonight. Not only because every 2 points are a big 2 points, but because the Panthers are going on the road for 5 straight long trip coming up after this one tonight. So certainly the Panthers will want to make the most of the home games coming up. You can get all your Panthers tickets at FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835. Doug Plagan's back here this morning, joined by the television voice of the Panthers on Bally Sports Florida. Steve Goldie Goldstein, kind enough to stop by here with us this morning. And, well, Goldie, first, thanks for stopping by. End of the homestand tonight. Feels like we've been at home for the better part of the last month, because we have, and a big trip coming up. But how you doing this morning?
Doing great. Looking forward to this game tonight against St. Louis. Should be a good one.
Yep, tonight, 6:30 p.m., Panthers and the St. Louis Blues, FLA Live Arena, the site for this one. Always a big matchup, a Blues team that's found its stride a little bit. So, again, big matchup tonight. But, Goldie, looking back at the game on Wednesday night, I think a lot of folks looked at that one as an important one for a number of reasons. It was a bounce-back game for the Panthers. Of course, anytime you go up against a team that's as red-hot as the Boston Bruins have been, it's a measuring stick game, it's a division game. It had all those different factors. What'd you like the most about what you saw in that game?
Well, Spencer and I would be the number one thing for me by far. You know, there were a few flurries in close in the first period, and he made the saves. And then I thought, Doug, the game really turned early in the second when it was 1-1, and he made the save on Pastrnak, who got in behind the D, and then Charlie Coyle a couple of minutes later got in behind the Panthers one-on-one. Knight makes those two saves. He calmly made the saves, and I think that really ignited the Panthers. And you saw they got 3 goals, you know, right after that. The previous 3 games when the Panthers didn't get a win, they had led for a total of 3 minutes and 29 seconds in those 3 games. Getting the saves at the right time and not falling behind makes all the difference in the world. So there's a lot to like about the game. You love the power play. No one had gotten 3 on Boston all year. But to me, the way Knight played in those key times was the number one most encouraging sign.
Yeah, a lot of bright spots. Spencer Knight certainly shining the brightest in that one. Had 38 saves, I believe, was the final total on those 40 Boston shots as the Panthers picked up that win Wednesday night over the Boston Bruins. Steve Goldie Goldstein from the Panthers coverage on Bally Sports Florida joining us. You can catch him and the whole crew this evening as the Panthers take on the St. Louis Blues 6:30 face-off. You guys will be on the air tonight 6 o'clock, right, with the pregame tonight?
That is accurate. It's Panthers Live pregame presented by Baptist Health Cancer Care. At 6 o'clock, to be accurately accurate.
There you have Baptist Health, friends of ours at the Florida Panthers. But, of course, you look at the game back on Wednesday. Spencer Knight, you talked about him. You've seen him since the second he came into the National Hockey League. From the time he arrived, it was the calmness, the composure, fundamental soundness, just a command of the position. Those were the traits that he brought to the table. He's mentioned before that Carey Price was one of, if not his favorite goaltender to watch as a kid growing up, another guy who played a really fundamental positioned style. Anything you've noticed in Spencer Knight that has evolved since he came into the league, or just anything you notice, maybe those traits that he came in with that have just become, I guess, further pronounced?
Yeah, I think the book on him has always really been the same, Doug. You know, from the time he was a teenager, I remember when he was coming up and playing for all the USA teams and at Boston College, and then when the Panthers drafted him, I spoke to John Van Biesbroek, who runs Team USA, you know, USA Hockey, and you know, he said he's a generational guy because he's got this, you know, calmness in the net. He doesn't move a whole lot. You know, you don't see the spectacular saves from Spencer Knight very often because he doesn't need to do that.
He's never out of position. Yeah.
He just slides over. Even, you know, he likes to handle the puck a lot, which is a huge factor. If you watch him closely, fans can look at this. When the other team shoots the puck in, he'll be out behind the net very early to cut it off. He's got a unique ability to read the play when the puck carrier has the puck either at the red line or the blue line, which is another big factor. But even when he gets caught a little bit handling the puck, he just slides right back. It's a very calm thing. So, no, you know, you like to say, oh, you've seen a big change. Not really. The one thing, I think, is still learning NHL shooters. I know they were 5-on-3 opportunities, so you give the goalies a break on that. But both shots were, you know, just shots from outside that beat them. They lost the game in Arizona. Remember when Richie got the power play goal? That was a shot from out wide. I think some of that is just, you know, learning as time goes on. I mean, he's 21 years old. I mean, 2 years ago, the guy's going up against Northeastern in Maine, you know, in Hockey East. So it's amazing that he's doing what he's doing at this level. And, you know, that just shows you how fundamentally sound he is, that no, he probably hasn't changed all that much.
Yeah, no slight on Northeastern and Maine, but that's not the Boston Bruins and the Calgary Flames.
Love the Huskies and the Black Bears, 100%.
Oh, we all do. We all do. So Steve Goldie Goldstein here with us this morning on the Panthers Insider Show. Panthers preparing for the St. Louis Blues tonight. We'll get Goldie's thoughts on the matchup quickly and the keys for tonight coming up here in a moment. But Goldie, we've watched Spencer Knight grow before our eyes. Matthew Tkachuk has come in and just been as advertised, and every time on the ice, I think when you watch from afar, and you know, before when he was in the Western Conference and games were late at night, we maybe weren't getting as many opportunities to watch him play as some folks out west, or of course folks in Calgary, where we all knew the traits that he brought to the table and the things you'd see on TV. He'd be mixing it up, he'd be putting up the point totals, you'd see that in the box scores. But now that you've had a chance to see him play every single night, now that we've seen about a quarter of a season of him in a Panthers uniform, what's the biggest thing that stood out to you?
I know when you get 42 goals and over 100 points, you have to have great hands. I didn't think the hands were that soft. I really didn't. You know, before that, before last year, you know, Tkachuk always had good years, but never did that. He wasn't a 40-goal, 100-point guy. The hands are just amazing. The ability to find those, you know, those holes around the net and get those deflections on goal, it's just uncanny. And again, you know, when they made the trade, we knew this. You know, there's not many guys or any really like him. You know, it's him, his brother.
Brad Marchand, maybe.
Marchand, an Ovechkin type that can run you over and also have the skill. But what he does around the net, when you ask what's the biggest surprise, it's even better than I thought. And it's pretty amazing. And, you know, he does it without, you know, interfering with the goalies, whatever they want to say about the L.A. game, you know.
We're still talking about that one.
To Paul Maurice, that's still a goal. To me, it's still a goal.
Me too.
I said it on the air. But the ability to, you know, navigate the traffic around the net and not make contact with the goalie and be exactly where you need to be, it's amazing. And what he's done is, you know, it's the best start any Panthers ever had. He surpassed Pavel Bure. That says something.
Yeah, truly, every time he gets on the ice, every time the puck's on his stick, every time he's anywhere near the play in the offensive zone, you feel like there's a good chance something's about to happen, and something that would be good for the Panthers is about to happen. Steve Goldie Goldstein here with us. You know him from the Panthers Bally Sports Florida coverage. You can catch him and the whole crew tonight. It's going to be a 6:30 face-off, Panthers and the St. Louis Blues. One more individual ask you about. We had a stretch of time with Aaron Ekblad out of the lineup for the Panthers, and during that time, I think we all knew what kind of player Brandon Montour was and what he's been capable of, but during that time, he shouldered a really heavy load for the Panthers. In some of those games, was playing 26, 28 minutes, maybe even more every night. How impressed were you with the way he was able to take on that responsibility, and now that Aaron Ekblad's come back and the minutes have maybe gone back to more what you're accustomed to, he's still finding ways to produce, and he's still contributing in a big way in every part of the game.
Yeah, pretty amazing. There's another surprise, right? He, Lostarinen, I think those two are the guys that you look at this year and go, whoa, hang on, I knew they were coming, you know? I mean, obviously different age. You know, Brandon's 5 years older, but, you know, you knew they were good players and they were a big part of what this team had done in the past, but whoa, all of a sudden, you know, they're thrust into bigger roles for whatever the reason, and they just absolutely flourish. And yeah, Montour's still picking up the points. That's the encouraging thing. The ice time has gone down a little bit, which is a good thing. You know, I'm not sure he could have handled that all year. He was leading the league in ice time, so it's a good thing. You know, it's a long season, and he's still able to pick up the points and get over a point a game. So Montour was a flat-out revelation, and now that power play is really humming along. You got Ekblad over on that flank. You got Montour running it up high. And Brandon Montour is really, it's great to see, because you know this, Doug, at 29, you know, and I know it takes the D a little longer, but at 29, you usually, you figure you are what you are, And for Montour to take this huge step up and take the opportunity and the skating ability, I mean, just flying, and he's still getting up in the play all the time and putting pressure on. So it's been fun to watch, and great on him.
Yeah, and I think here it's just a situation where a lot of things came together for him. Remember when he was with Anaheim, maybe he was a younger guy, not getting all the minutes, playing with some talented guys, but then he went to Buffalo, and it was a team in transition, but now you've got the best of all worlds. He's getting the opportunity, he's playing with the good players, it's all lining up for him. So Brandon Montour and Etu Luostarinen, who you mentioned as well, making a big splash for the Panthers here in the early part of the year. Panthers and the Blues coming your way tonight, Goldie. So just shifting gears a little bit. Last game of the homestand. I know teams always say we like to worry about ourselves. You look at this matchup tonight. What's the biggest key for the Panthers if they want to have success against a Blues team that, as I mentioned, seems like it's maybe starting to find its stride a little bit since their mom's trip? Things started to take off a little bit for them.
Well, that's always it. Bring the moms and let everybody loosen up. It's been a weird year for them. Long losing streak, then a long winning streak.
Didn't play a lot in the beginning.
They did not. And they were not good their last game. You know, Buffalo really took it to them, scoring 6 goals. So, you know, tonight it's a matter of they're going to be an angry team with Craig Berube coaching them. You know, they know what it takes. They got pretty good balance, you know, in their lineup. I mean, Braden Schenn, you know, centers their third line. You got O'Reilly in there. Kyrou's an emerging star. So they were a lot to handle. Their top four is pretty good on D. The Panthers just got to play their game. And the one thing I'll say, Doug, is, you know, on the negative side of that game Wednesday, they got to be more disciplined. I mean, these penalties, it didn't cost them the game, but I thought it kept Boston in the game the other night.
Unfortunately, they had both teams taken penalties.
Yes. But the Panthers have had a knack of this. You know, they score a goal, they take a penalty right after. They've got to be more careful with the sticks. You know, the high sticks have been a problem. So you got to stay out of the box against them because you don't want to give them the opportunities. And this has really been the case, you know, not only for tonight's game against St. Louis, but some high-end talent, guys that have still been there from when they won the Cup in 19. But the Panthers are in great shape when they're getting 5-on-5. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to keep these games 5-on-5. They're always on the plus side. They usually have the advantage at 5-on-5 from the other team. But the encouraging thing is, you know, it's kind of this catch-22. Paul Maurice said before the season it's going to take about 20 games for us to really figure out who we have, what we are. Well, it's been 20 games. And what we're learning is, you know, the special teams can be really good when they need to be. I mean, it was phenomenal the other night after Boston got the 5-on-3 goals. They go and kill off, what, three and a half minutes? You know, and not allow them to either, you know, get the lead or get it within a one-goal game in the third period. So I think keeping it 5-on-5 and being disciplined tonight is really the factor. But as always, man, it's the saves. When this team gets the saves, it's like I think when they get the saves, they are a top five team in the NHL.
Panthers and the Blues tonight. Steve Goldie Goldstein, our guest this morning. We thank you very much for stopping by. Catch him and the whole crew tonight. It's going to be Bally Sports Florida's coverage beginning at 6, and then 6:30 will be the drop of the puck. Goldie, have a good broadcast tonight. We'll see you at the arena a little bit later on. Thanks for stopping by here this morning.
Thank you. I've got to go call my taxi. It was a big effort to stop by, so now I have to get out of here. So we'll see you later.
Well, I was going to say we validate parking, but if you got a ride service, just send us the receipt.
You don't have one of those stamps. I don't believe you, Doug. If you could produce that stamp, I'll give you $100.
They sell all kinds of stuff over at Office Depot. Steve Goldie Goldstein here with us this morning on the Panthers Insider Show. It's the Panthers and the St. Louis Blues tonight, and then the Panthers are on the road for 5 straight after this Western Canada trip with a game against the Seattle Kraken mixed in. That trip starts up Monday night against Edmonton, Tuesday night in Calgary. So the Panthers will see both the Alberta teams coming up at the beginning of the trip, early in the week, Monday night, Tuesday night. FloridaPanthers.com, of course, will have all your information on all the games coming up. You can get yourself all set up for those, and you can get your tickets for tonight's game, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, or by calling the friendly folks over at 954-835-PUCK. They will set you up. As I always like to say, if you want to go to one game or all the games, by yourself or with all your friends, we can sort something out that works for you. So we have all kinds of different options. Panthers and the Blues tonight. Steve Goldie Goldstein, we thank you very much for stopping by. Back with more of the Panthers Insider Show next. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you as the Panthers take on the St. Louis Blues tonight. 6:30 faceoff, 6 o'clock Panthers preview across the radio network. Again, if you want to join us tonight, 96.5 WPOW FM HD2, that's where to tune in. In Miami-Dade and Broward counties, 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. We've got the NHL app, as always, as a place to listen. And if you're a SiriusXM subscriber, channel 222. Also, you can catch it on channel 932 on your SiriusXM app and streaming platforms. Makes it so easy to tune in. Folks, get the ultimate flexibility with a Panthers Flex plan this season. Build a plan that fits your schedule. Simply select a minimum of 10 tickets. Use them in any combination of games and seats. For more information or to purchase tickets, go to floridapanthers.com/flex or call 954-835-PUCK. Well, this week on the Territory Talk podcast, which is the official Panthers podcast, you can find it at floridapanthers.com/territory-talk. It's presented, as always, by Baptist Health, the official sports medicine provider of the Florida Panthers. You are going to hear and see a conversation Jamison Olive and I had with Panthers forward fan favorite Ryan Lomberg. That's right. We didn't only do this as an audio version. We did a video edition of this as well. So be on the lookout for it. FloridaPanthers.com, wherever you listen to your podcast, if you want to watch it, YouTube, Panthers Vision, you'll be able to catch this. But we've got an excerpt from it coming your way right here as we dive into a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast with Panthers forward Ryan Lomberg.
Yeah, it's been great. The coaching staff has done a great job so far. You know, obviously, we've lost some games that, you know, we shouldn't have or let slip away for whatever reason. But I think, you know, it's a lot of it's positive for the most part. We're working in the right direction. You know, we're all pulling towards for the same goal. So it's a close group in there. Everyone's on the same page. So we're definitely looking forward to keep working together and getting better as the season goes on.
And we know, obviously, this team has a lot of offensive weapons. We know you guys can score. We know you're fast. But a lot of just agitators on this team, too. Guys that other teams don't like playing against. Yourself, Patrick Hornquist, Matthew Tkachuk, Sam Bennett. The list goes on and on. Just how much pride do you guys take in that? And also, is there an under-the-radar guy where we don't talk about that's actually really good out there in terms of getting under other team skin?
I would say off the top of my head, Cousins for sure is a guy that can do that. But, you know, all those guys, I think, you know, they just work so hard. They're all, you know, blue-collar, hard-working guys that it's contagious, right? You know, if guys are kind of not mentally in it, some guy kind of shakes something up, chirping the guys, they say something we don't like, then, you know, it kind of brings everybody in and involves everyone. So it's good to have those guys in your team because, like I said, it gets everybody involved and gets you hating the other team. So
you had a little prior knowledge of Matthew Tkachuk, obviously, from the Calgary days, but he comes in and he brings a swagger and an attitude, no doubt about that. How's he fit in? What's it been like having him on your side again here?
Yeah, you kind of said it all. He does everything. He, for my time in Calgary, he was, you know, obviously a lot of tremendous players there, some great leaders, but he was the guy day in, day out, consistent all the time, would compete. And again, like I said earlier, you know, it's contagious. He's competing. He's working. He's working very hard. So it just brings guys in. So it's I think Billy said it the best when he called him a unicorn. That's probably the best way to describe it. He's like, you know, there's not many people that that can do what he does out there. So it's great to have him on our team.
Yeah, there's only a handful of guys in the league that that kind of fit that mold, and one of the other ones has the same last name as Matthew. His brother fits that mold too. But for you, we talked about your role as the season's gone on here, and you and I talked about this after a morning skate a game or two ago. But as far as your role goes, you go onto a line with a guy like, you know, Anton Lundell, a guy like Sam Reinhart, for example. Do you alter your game at all? Do you approach it differently at all? Or do you kind of just stick to your strengths and just play to your strengths, as I said?
Yeah, I think in the past I've gotten myself in trouble because I've gotten a bit of an opportunity and then, you know, I changed the player that I am and what has gotten me there. So the message from the coaching staff and what I'm trying to do this time around is stick to my guns, you know, be relentless, get on the forecheck. You know, be on the body, create space for those guys, you know, be the first guy in so they can come and grab the puck and make their skill play. So I'm definitely approaching it as I would playing with anybody else. I'm just playing my game and trying to compliment them as best I can.
And when we talked to Paul, he said you were one of the guys when he got here, he was surprised. You know, there was the scouting report, that's what he thought you were. He got here, he's like, this guy is something completely different. And we see it a lot in games. It seems like no team in the league really has a good scouting report on your speed. Because you get out there, you blow past the defender, and they look around.
You catch guys by surprise a lot.
Who is this guy? Yeah. Just how much pride do you take in your speed? And when do you think teams are finally going to catch on that maybe they got to watch the gap there a little bit?
Hopefully never. Hopefully never for our sake. But yeah, I you know, it's definitely one of my assets. So I definitely try to, you know, skate as fast as I can. Majority of the time I'm out there, you know, obviously you got to pick my spots and be patient. But again, definitely try to push the pace with my legs.
And Doug and I have talked before, you know, to get to the NHL, at some point every guy was the man on their team. They were putting up a ton of points, a ton of goals. When we look back at your journey in the past, we've talked about, you know, your time in the AHL, your time with Calgary. But going way back now to high school, I think this was 2010-11, you had a 99-point season, 50-plus goals. One, you missed out on 100. Do you still, are you still a little upset about that for that season?
You know what? I totally forgot about that until now, and I am upset about it right now. So, yeah, you know,
you go back to the tape and you got an assist or something.
You got to think that they missed one. Like, come on, you know. Or maybe I got a couple extra, so I don't know. But
we know how much you love scoring, you know, 15 goals a season now. The sellers are huge. You get the guys fired up. I mean, what was it like back then scoring 50-plus? Were you still putting the same energy?
Yeah, there were some epic sellers for sure. No, there were some epic sellers for sure. It was, you know, it just, I always try to have as much fun as I can, right? So growing up, you know, looking up to guys like Ovechkin and Fleury, got, you know, just all that stuff. Like, guys have fun. It's fun scoring. You know, even when your line mate scores, I love selling too. You know, it's like, I just love having fun out there. So, yeah, definitely some epic sellies in those high school
days.
And I
think now you're a guy, we could say, maybe as a signature selly. I mean, the arrow is big for you right now. I think it's pretty much what you do every time, right?
Yeah, and it's just reaction for me right now. I've been thinking and talking to the guys about other ones that I want to do, but it's like default. I don't think I see the puck go to the net, and then right away I'm pulling it out. It's like, where did it even come from? I don't know.
Do you have a background in archery? Is that something?
No, not even. No, I don't know. I guess I saw the celly once, loved it, and going with it.
Who's got the best celly on the team, do you think?
I like Barkey's for sure. His no selly selly. He's like so casual. Been there a million times before.
And then he kind of turns and then just gets mobbed.
Sometimes he doesn't even smile or smirk. You know, it's like the one last night. I didn't selly. It was great. Like, it's like, yeah, it's awesome.
I want to ask about Barkey, because Barkey, I mean, I've known Barkey 10 years at this point. I think I've seen him play every game he's ever played in. But he's still kind of a mystery. He's still a guy you don't know a ton about. For yourself, you've been around him a couple seasons now. Just your thoughts on Barkey in the room. And do you have Barkey's story yet? Is there anything about Barkey that stuck out?
I don't know about a particular story, but things that come to mind are definitely, you know, he's a professional. Every day he approaches it the same way. He's always so dialed in. He's always in the gym. He's always, you know, you just always, anytime you see Barkey in the locker room, he's always doing something to prepare himself, whether it's a practice, a game, anything like that. So he's definitely, you know, the definition of a professional, a leader. You know, that's why he's our captain, and that's why we follow him so fearlessly, because he's always doing the right thing. So, you know, he's definitely a guy we can all look up to and should look up to, because, you know, he's always doing the right thing. So he's an easy guy to follow for sure.
And you talk about looking at Alexander Barkov and just looking at the way he goes about his business. A guy like Eric Staal comes in. You know, last year you had a chance to play with Joe Thornton. You've had a lot of quality veterans that have been here, guys who've accomplished a lot. How much do you find yourself still just looking at other guys and just seeing the way they go about their business, just seeing if there's anything you can pick up?
Yeah, 100%. I've been, you know, very fortunate to play, you know, with Jumbo and now Stalzy for sure, both of them for that matter. You know, even guys like Horny, who have won a couple Stanley Cups, excuse me. But yeah, anytime you're around those guys who have done it for so long and have done it so good for so long, you know, anything that they do that you kind of see is different, you pick up on and you ask them about. And like, you know, perfect example is Stalzy on the penalty kill. You know, he's like, it's just right out of the PK textbook every time. And it's like, he doesn't have to think about it because he's been doing it for so long. So something like that, in that particular situation, you know, I usually just kind of ISO cam him on the ice and look at exactly what he's doing. So when I get that chance, you know, I'm just doing what he's doing. He's doing it right. So, you know, it's kind of the same thing as Barkey. Like, just, you know, we got some tremendous leaders. So,
just taking notes.
Yeah, follow the leader when they're that good. You know, why go off the path, you know, when you don't have to? So, no, guys like that, it's amazing. And I feel very fortunate to be around guys like that.
Now, I want to think of how I want to phrase this, but obviously you play in a lot of different levels. You've produced at a lot of different levels. You find yourself here with the Panthers in the National Hockey League. What kind of advice would you give to another guy who's climbing the ranks, playing in different levels, and trying to just grab that opportunity and run with it and embrace a role like you have?
Yeah, I think you know, there's a couple big things. Obviously, you know, you have to work tremendously hard every day. I think what I tell young kids is, doesn't matter where you're at today, if you keep working hard and you get better a little bit, doesn't matter how much, you get better every day, eventually you're going to get to where you want to go. So that's a big thing for sure, obviously. And also, you know, you got to believe in yourself. You got to, you know, believe in what you're capable of.
Trust and, your strengths.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of, you know, not a lot, but definitely through the ranks for me, you know, I got kind of pegged as a, you know, instigator, fighter, tough guy. But I always knew I kind of had the, you know, not playmaking and goal scoring, kind of more as a secondary role, but I knew I kind of had that in the bag. So, I'd always just, you know, constantly believe in myself, and slowly I would get more opportunities and I would be ready for it and prepared, because it's what I work on every day. So, you know, you definitely have to work hard and you got to believe in yourself, because if you don't, then nobody else will. So, you know, it starts with yourself.
And I know fans love your story. They love the underdog attitude. They love the hair. They love the sellies. You're a fan favorite here. It's safe to say. We see all the signs during warm-ups. Just what can you say about how the fans here in South Florida have embraced you over these past couple seasons, and just the aura of the Lamborghini and the legend that it's grown into?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Like, I can't say enough good things about the fans here. It catches you off guard. I remember my first year here a few years ago. It was even before the season started, in the grocery store, people are coming up to you and saying hi and good luck, go get them, or, you know, good game, or just coming up and giving you knucks. It's like, you think about Florida and South Florida and the Panthers, and you don't really think they have that fan base, but God, the fans out here are passionate. They know their hockey. They believe in us. They have our backs, you know, so it's great. I feel very lucky and fortunate to, you know, to have their support, because I really appreciate it.
Lots more of that conversation will be available at FloridaPanthers.com. Panthers Vision, you can watch it as well as listen to it. YouTube, you'll be able to find it on Spotify, Google Play, wherever you find your podcast. So again, if you like that, there's lots more of that chat with Ryan Lomberg on this week's Territory Talk podcast, set to drop at any second now. So keep an eye out for that. Territory Talk is always presented by Baptist Health, the official sports medicine provider of the Florida Panthers. Panthers heading in to take on the St. Louis Blues tonight at FLA Live Arena. And, of course, you can catch it all beginning with Panthers preview at 6 o'clock across the radio network. Other action across this Saturday in the NHL, the Oilers and the Rangers, Flames at Hurricanes, 4 o'clock. At 7 p.m., you've got the Capitals at the Devils, Toronto in Pittsburgh this evening, 7:30 Eastern, the Flyers and the Islanders. Postpone the Blue Jackets and Predators later on, an issue at the arena there in Nashville. Stars at Avalanche, the Canucks and the Golden Knights at 10 Eastern, the late game tonight. So that's what the rest of the NHL schedule looks like. Panthers going into this one tonight, as I mentioned, carrying in a record of 10-8-2 on the campaign, coming off that big victory over the Boston Bruins a couple of nights back. So again, the Panthers looking to keep that going here tonight. That's it for this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Big thanks to Steve Goldie Goldstein for stopping by last segment. Big thanks to Matt Wilson for the great work behind the scenes. As always, I'm Doug Plagans. On the air at 6 tonight, puck drops at 6:30. Panthers and the Brews. Blues at FLA Live Arena. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.